Hi, Eric. So thanks for joining us. I guess the first question is, explain why Canada is tied up in all this.
So cruise lines have to stop in Canada because they're foreign ships with foreign crew. So they have to make a foreign stop because U.S. maritime law restricts who's allowed to sail on domestic routes.
So what are Alaska's elected leaders doing?
So they're working on sort of two parallel tracks. And the first one is sort of an influence campaign. They're trying to convince Canada to allow cruise ships back in. Governor Mike Dunleavy has placed an op-ed in a Canadian newspaper, the National Post, calling on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to make some sort of exemption. A letter also went out from Capitol Hill from the House Transportation Committee, which includes Congressman Don Young, calling on Canada to be more flexible. The second track is a more legal track, I guess. Don Young has introduced a bill that would classify voyages from Washington State to Alaska as foreign trips under U.S. law, basically just telling regulators to imagine that a domestic trip from Washington State to Alaska is actually an international trip. So in theory, that would eliminate basically any immigration, labor law, maritime law, all those regulations and laws that prevent foreign flagged cruise ships from offering domestic cruises to Alaska and back.
Okay, so that's a novel approach. How much traction has it gotten so far?
Well, there doesn't seem like there's been any progress in terms of trying to convince Canada to undo the ban. I checked in with Transport Canada, and they said they're not even allowing these things called technical stops. That's this idea that ships could tie up in a Canadian harbor, but people don't get off the ship. In theory, that would satisfy the maritime laws that require an international stop. And as far as the influence campaign goes, I mean, Governor Dunleavy's office, again, put that op-ed in the National Post, but it doesn't seem like they're actually, the governor's office is in touch with the Canadian government. It doesn't seem that there's, you know, letters and stuff going back and forth. I asked for any correspondence with the Canadian government, and a spokesman said there wasn't any. On the legal side, Senator Dan Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced a companion bill to Don Young's in the Senate, so that might be going somewhere.
Okay, but even if Don Young's bill were to become the law of the land, or Canada reopened its ports to Alaska-bound cruise traffic, would we, you know, at this point, would we be able to have a cruise season this year?
Well, it's very hard to say. Cruising is still effectively banned in the U.S. If you remember, the CDC took its no-sail order and turned it into a conditional sail order sometime last year. But, you know, one of the conditions of being allowed to sail is they have to abide by all of these health and safety guidelines that the CDC is supposed to put out, and the CDC hasn't put those out yet, so cruising is still effectively banned. And it's not clear when those guidelines are coming out. Cruise lines say they don't even know.
All right, let's take it even further. The CDC opens up cruising again in the U.S., and Canada allows some stops, or Don Young's bill gets traction. If all the regulatory hurdles were to be eliminated, could we still have some vestige of a 2021 cruise season?
We could. If anything, it's going to be very, very reduced. So cruise lines have told their investors, Norwegian Cruise Line in particular, told investors that it would take, you know, at least 2 months, probably 3 months to get cruise ships up and running again. They're currently sort of laid up. It takes a long time to sort of spin up this giant cruising machine, right? But there is demand for cruises, they say. I mean, they say that they're not going to have any trouble filling the vessels, right? Because they anticipate the vessels are only going to be allowed to be half full once these CDC regulations come out. I mean, cruise lines aren't really pushing that hard to fill vessels in 2021 because, you know, frankly, they're not sure when or if there will be cruising in 2021, especially to Alaska.
So with two seasons with no or little to no major cruise ships, what does that mean for Southeast economy?
It certainly doesn't mean anything good. Ketchikan lost about 25% of the jobs that it had from June 2019 to June 2020. Some of those are filled by seasonal residents, but, you know, a lot of those aren't. And even the seasonal residents, you know, people who come in to work at tourist attractions or, you know, fly float planes or whatever, they also, you know, contribute to the economy in other ways. They pay rent, they go to the grocery store, they buy, you know, fishing equipment and stuff. And, you know, just without that outside money coming in from cruise ship tourists, it's going to be very hard for a lot of people, everybody from business owners to, you know, employees to, you know, everyday residents that don't work anywhere near tourism. It's going to be difficult for a lot of people to make ends meet this summer.
Okay, Eric, thanks for all that reporting and checking in with that. We do appreciate the update.
No, thanks for having me.